Welcome to the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. This is the place where we help committed couples who want to level up their marriage experience newfound clarity, hope, and confidence. We're Matthew and Kim, co-hosts and husband and wife.
In 26 years together, we've seen a lot and never thought it could be as good as it is right now. We're here to help you successfully navigate the messy, dirty, and wonderful world of marriage.
We believe all couples deserve and are capable of experiencing an extraordinary and fulfilling marriage. And each week, we're bringing you life lessons from real-life successful couples to help you grow and strengthen your relationship.
We'll get started right after this message.
If you want to learn how to experience the best, most fulfilling year of your marriage, we invite you to order Matthew's new book, Kick-Ass Husband, Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. You can get it at Amazon.com or visit Matthew's website, www.matthewpkaufman.com. Again, that's Amazon.com or www.matthewpkaufman.com. And now, back to the show.
This week, Kim and I have the pleasure of interviewing NBC affiliate Bloom Show host and former news anchor Gail Guajardo and her husband, Mark Pachowski, a successful CPA. Happily married now for 18 years, Gail and Mark have created a beautiful blended family. Gail already had two young girls when she and Mark got married, and then they had two more beautiful girls together. In today's Recap Edition episode, Kim and I will share our key takeaways from our interview with this dynamic couple. We'll break down concepts, relationship qualities, and key pillar points that they've used to build their rock-solid relationship that will stand the test of time.
Welcome back to Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. Today we are doing a recap of the interview with Mark and Gail Pachowski.
What a great couple. Dynamic.
They were a lot of fun. I love Gail. She's a great person to be around. She's just always funny and happy in a good mood. And so I really enjoyed getting to know Mark a little bit better as well.
I know. I want to see the guy who gets to put up with having Carol Burnett as a wife.
Come on.
She's funny. She's a comedian, man.
I know.
I've had the opportunity. Gail is, we've known her since high school. We were briefly in high school together before she went to another school. And then our kids grew up together in the same schools. We've seen her as a newscaster with NBC Channel 8 as the anchor in Tampa. And now she's hosting a show called Bloom, which is a health and wellness show in the Tampa market. And I've gotten to be a guest with her a few times to talk about the book, Kick-Ass Husband, and our podcast. And she's been a great supporter. And we just have so much fun.
That's awesome.
Whenever we're together. So it was fun to hear and meet Mark. I've met him before, but learn about some of those great things that they do as a couple.
Well, and right out of the gate, they came out saying, I think it was Mark that said, that our journey of life is what makes us kick-ass. It's this process of being together through thick and thin. And I really appreciated hearing that about their relationship.
Yeah, they're in it to win it.
Absolutely.
Said they do it all together. And he said that their ability to approach it and support each other for greater success is something that they love the most about their relationship.
Yes. I think another thing that I would love to point out in this particular interview that we really haven't dove into in other interviews is that this is a blended family, right? Gail came to the relationship with two young girls, and this is Mark's, first time at having two children, being with two children, living with two children in his home. And then Mark and Gail had two children of their own. And I think it's important to note that they were all girls. And so when we're looking at a family of five women, and then I know they had a female dog in there as well.
Yeah, you heard a few yips and yips from that was Marvel.
That was Marvel.
The Wonder Dog.
Exactly.
In the background.
But what I love is that they were able to come to their relationship and create a blended family and still make it work and be really kick ass at this relationship.
It was. And, you know, Kim, I'm going to also, I appreciate that. And, you know, he has an interesting perspective. You know, he's got five women, six, including the dog, and how he navigated that. It was really neat to see, you know, no different really from other relationships because, you know, still a father and still a mother, and the girls go to each one depending on what they need and how they need it. And they each filled just great roles for each other. And, you know, one of the things, and this kind of jumped into a little bit, not necessarily a point, but I'm going to go a little off script with you here. And he said, you know, it's all the little actions that make you feel safe. I think Gail said that about him. You know, he just does all these things that make me feel he's committed. And so I wanted to kind of talk a little bit, Kim, with you and say, you know, what are the things that we do for each other to make and create that feeling of safety? And how do we make it palpable and tangible in our relationship? Because I think this is something that I think any kick-ass couple that you need to be aware of, right? What are the things that you can do or need to do or can work on every single day to make your partner feel that tangible sense of safety and security? And I'll go first and just share is that, you know, I really, I'm always looking for opportunities, right? I'm always looking for opportunities to show you how I feel about you and to show you what you mean to me. It might be a text. Something I do sometimes with my kids as well, I'll be listening to a song and I'll go, wow, this makes me think of you, or I love you better than this, or I heard this and smiled because it reminded me of you today. Sharing a song, sending notes, just expressing gratitude and taking the time to do the little things that let you know, A, I'm thinking about you, I'm valuing you, and I want to make sure you know why I love you and why. And so it's, you know, it's that collection of work. And I think that's a wonderful gift to give to people. And so I just really want to make sure that our listeners are thinking about what are the things that I can do to provide that feeling of palpable, tangible security and safety.
Sure. And I think that, you know, coming back to what we were originally talking about was, you know, the blending of their families and him being with, you know, there's a lot of women, right? There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot going on there. And him navigating that, he made those deposits, it sounds to me, like with all of them. He made them all feel protected, loved, appreciated, and he gave them a space to come to him at any time and to discuss whatever they needed just to discuss. And I think the point that I'm making is that, you know, a lot of our listeners come from blended families, and that can go either way. It can be really difficult in a relationship because maybe you know, the wife comes to the marriage with all these expectations and all a way that she's already raising her children. And the husband has an entirely different thought on that. And so I know our listeners can really relate to the blended family. But what I'm trying to point out here is that they made it work. They put things into place. Mark specifically was able to embrace all of this and really create a wonderful space for all of these girls.
And I think it's a great example, Kim. You talk about blending, and I mean, Gail and Mark have two very different communication styles and needs, as most couples do, right? And I think that they really leveraged his style of being direct and forthright and let's solve the problem. And his girls, or Gail, go to him when they need that style. And Gail said, you know, she goes, sometimes my girls, they just need me to go down in the rabbit hole with them. Like, they're wallowing and they're there. They want me to come feel the emotion, experience it so that, you know, I can understand where they are and not solve anything, but just be with them in that moment. And so I think it was is a blended family. She brought kids and then they had two together. And I think also they did a wonderful job of blending their communication styles together for each other and respecting each other, but also for their kids and the needs that their kids had.
Sure.
At those different moments in time.
Sure. I noted that as well. You know, Mark is an accountant. Everything is very black and white to him. He likes to problem solve. And Gail is really very much the opposite. She's whimsical and funny. And, you know, she's probably got too much on her plate at most times and can't say no to, I'm sure she gets a lot of requests at hosting things. And so I feel like they've done a really great job of navigating all of that. One of the things that I loved is that Gail said, I can just put it out there. I can, you know, say this, this, and this is going on. And I'm struggling with that. And he'll take it all and he'll put it into his columns. And then they're able to just sort of discuss it, resolve it, and work on it. And so they've really learned, like you said, to have that dance of how to communicate and how to work through conflict with having two really very different personalities.
Yeah, I think Gail commented, she said, you know, he is really good at giving me my space and what I need. And she said, I just want to be heard. And I need to talk about it and get it out and get it off my chest. And he listens and tries to understand and process it in his own way. She's not telling him to do it her way, but, you know, she gives him or he gives her the space and the way to emote and talk and communicate how she does. And he tries to respond, and then they come together, especially with issues of the kids or going forward. They're not out there as independent contractors, just doing, you know, what they want. And but they make sure she'll say, well, gosh, you know, here's something that's going on with the girls. What do you think? And so there is a lot of collaborative communication, which I think is important, too. It's nice to have in a relationship. You and I do this, I think, well for each other. If there's a decision you can make that doesn't need to involve the other one, then it's not needless communication or repetitive communication, but giving each other the benefit of the doubt and thinking, gosh, you know, she may want to know about that. She may want to weigh in if it's something with our kids or something that we're making about a decision for the family. And I was appreciative of them taking the time to be inclusive, because sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. You just say, I just want to get through it and be done with it. But taking the time to be inclusive is important. And they seem to do that well with each other.
Yes. And I think they have a wonderful friendship system first. They look at themselves as we're a team. We're in this together. And we're, you know, when issues do arise, we're going to figure this out. We're going to lay it all out there and we are going to figure it out. Another thing that I think is important to note as well, and, you know, this is a theme, but it is that they don't allow things to fester. They do not allow things to really build up and become huge challenges. When things happen, she goes right in there and is quick to just, she'll just say, I just get it all out. And we deal with it, we work through it, and then we're able to move on.
Yeah. When it comes to creating a kick-ass marriage, do you ever wonder what you could be doing better? Have you ever thought how helpful it would be to be a part of a like-minded community of other imperfect couples who want to level up in their number one relationship? Come visit Kick-Ass Couples Nation, where you can talk with people just like you who are looking for ways to invest in and increase their joy, commitment, and fulfillment in their most important human relationship. You'll have access to a team of licensed marriage therapists, coaches, articles, podcasts, live webinars, and more. Just visit MatthewPHoffman.com so you can learn more about a community that's ready to help you level up. That's MatthewPHoffman.com so you can become of the growing Kick-Ass Couples Nation right now. I think so. And when we were talking with them about conflict resolution, Kim, I think that they said, you know, they don't have a lot of huge issues that come up because they're pretty good about being inclusive with each other, as we've been talking about.
Yes.
Mark does a really good job of trying to figure out, trying to understand, right? It's not about, he knows that he's desirous of getting a resolution. That's how he's wired. But he says, I'm really trying to understand first. And I think that understanding is critical in resolving any conflict, because if you understand the other person's perspective, if you're willing to accept influence from them and value their opinions as much as you value your own, you've heard us say that before. And he, you know, he knows that Gail craves a lot of attention from Mark, and he gives it to her. and they openly share their feelings. So they understand each other, and they're willing to follow through and leave it out and not just leave it out there.
It goes back to really understanding what your spouse's needs are, because we all have different needs. We all have different insecurities. And I think it's really important to know what those are so that we can really make the other person feel comfortable in that space.
Yeah. And I think that they said, you know, the status of the conflict depends on their actions towards each other. If they're both present and showing up, there's not a lot of violations, as I think Gail was the one that said that, where they come off the rails. Because if they're committed to showing, he said, you know, we don't have a lot of conflict because we're showing up for each other, we're present, and we're in the moment with one another. So there's not a lot of missed interpretation or misunderstandings about things, because they really work hard to make sure they're staying on the same page.
Yeah. I took away also something that really hit home with me, was that Gail said on a regular basis, she expresses appreciation because she feels so lucky and so grateful to be in such a committed, secure relationship. It's trustworthy. It's intact. And that just goes noted. She expresses gratitude for having that. And as a result of that, we talk about spillover, right? As a result of that, her strong relationship with Mark and their strong relationship together is what has allowed them to grow professionally. It has allowed them to be successful in business and in family. And I love to point that out, because when you're investing in personal growth and in family, I think that that just makes for such a joyful, incredible relationship.
I agree, Kim. I can't say enough is that she identifies and she recognizes what she has, and she expresses gratitude for it constantly. She's not taking it for granted. Yeah. And she's working to make sure that Mark knows how grateful she is. And I think she said, you know, you have to try to balance the scales before they get out of whack. I mean, you see something that might be leaning one way or the other, and you got to know when to put weight on the right side of an issue so that it stays in balance. And yeah. I think if you just keep dumping in one area or taking from one area, then that's when the imbalance occurs, and that's when the conflict happens, and that's when issues. So she said, you know, those small, constant adjustments and actions, and expressing gratitude is probably one of the best salves for a relationship, because we've talked about this before. You can't be grateful and angry at the same time. You also can't be grateful and fearful at the same time. So if you're concerned or angry or frustrated about something, a great way to change your perspective, especially about your relationship, is to think about, what am I grateful for in this relationship? What am I grateful for in my spouse? And then I keep quiet about it, but express it and share it, because it allows you to smother and kind of put out those other things that might be festering or bubbling up.
Yes.
And you know, and I to come back to the issue you talked about, Kim, with the spillover, you know, the strength of their relationship and the commitment and friendship and appreciation, gratitude they have for each other has allowed them to make their family as successful as it is, but it also has allowed them to be superstars in their own careers.
Yes,
and
individually.
And they recognize that. And when you first hear that, you might go, well, gosh, that sounds really selfish that their relationship makes themselves go better. But, you know, that relationship spills into those other areas. And I love the fact that they recognized that the relationship is at the core of their success professionally, because I really believe a strong relationship is exactly that. It's home is not the dock that you're anchored to, but it's the harbor from which you sail. My mom used to say that all the time. So a safe home is not something that grounds you and keeps you there. It's something that allows you to go out and venture and be successful in those other areas of your life.
I agree. You know, and when you're out and you're traveling and when you come back home, I want that to be a place that you desire to come back to, that you look forward to coming back to, that it's a space where you feel safe and secure and loved and comforted. And I believe that this is what we're talking about here, that they have really created that space and it has allowed them to be more successful, independent of each other. I feel like any good relationship, really solid, successful relationship, will do that.
No doubt. I agree with you, Kim. And they're doing a wonderful job. And I think they also were both very upfront with their foibles. Like, in other words, hey, I'm struggling on this, or this is how I am. And
yeah, they put it out there. And they were pretty vulnerable about things that they, you know, each struggle with. And we all have that. We all have challenges and things that are insecurities, whatever they may be.
And I think being open and upfront, honest, and they seem to know that about each other, but they don't hold it against the other one. They identify and say, it's just a dynamic that we work through and that we work with. And I really appreciated the way that they were tender with one another on each of their insecurities or maybe their challenges that they are working through. So,
you know, this couple, they dream together, they set goals together. And, you know, when you've been together for a really long time, you see those dreams come true and you see a lot of those goals being met. And that's just, it's such fruit in a relationship.
It is. And they chalk it up to the strength of the relationship.
That's exactly right.
Those dreams and success and what they've been able to do. And I think, and that makes them focus on it. And that's what we want. That's the purpose of this podcast, the purpose of Kick-Ass Couples Nation. And by the way, if you would like to have more of your questions answered, if you would like to be around a group of like-minded individuals who are imperfect and realize that they want to level up, please check out Kick-Ass Couples Nation at MatthewPHoffman.com. We have a fantastic group of licensed marriage therapists. We do webinars twice a month. We have a Facebook group that's private. We're creating chats and conversations. Kim and I each do something called TGWM, Thank God We're Married. And we share something that you can do right now to improve and take your relationship to the next level. So we hope you check that out at MatthewPHoffman.com. Thanks for tuning in again today. And there's one thing, Kim, that we want them to remember, and that's what?
Happily ever after does not just happen. It's on purpose.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope to welcome you back to the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. Until next time.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. If you like the content of this show, you'll love Matthew's newly released book, Kick-Ass Husband, Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. To receive a digital mini book of quotes and images from the book, all you have to do is rate this show and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Then email us a screenshot of your review at podcast@kickasscouplespodcast.com, and we'll get it over to you right away. Until next time, remember, happily ever after doesn't just happen, it's on purpose.